my favourite world record was obviously the first one I ever did in 2005, because it was obviously my first. I broke the hour world record then for Guinness World Records, which was 512 chin-ups in 1 hour.
So I've got someone here with me today who has broken the world record for chin-ups. Is that right, Steve?
That is correct. I've broken probably, since 2005, I've broken over 90 world records now, you know. All various hours, from like 30 minutes, 1 hour, 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours and 24 hours.
Wow. Is that fun or does it get a bit tiring as the hours go on?
I've got to be honest, it's not a spectator sport, that's for sure. But unfortunately, it's one of those things, it's just an endurance thing. So it's basically mind over matter. And also, obviously, you're competing against the world. So my records do get taken off me over the years and I try to get them back, which I've done on several occasions. So it gives you an incentive to train, basically, as well.
How old are you?
I'm 62 now, nearly going on 63, unfortunately.
Most people would think you're pretty mad for what you do. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I do. You know, what I can't understand, most people, they give you the thing is you shouldn't be doing that at your age. And you think to yourself, why shouldn't I? There is no reason. The thing is, everybody's capable of everything. It's just a matter of you're prepared to do it, really. Unfortunately, we're all stereotyped. Past a certain age, you're not allowed to do X, Y, Z. It's just not on. You can crack on to any age, really, as long as your body holds out, of course.
Yeah, good advice for us, actually. What do you do when you're training? Do you focus on your arms? Because, obviously, the chin-ups.
Yeah, believe it or not, people would be surprised at how little I do at certain times of the season when I'm training over the year. And then, obviously, towards a competition or towards a world record attempt, I will obviously increase them tenfold, yeah? But you don't really need to. Believe it or not, to do the long attempts, you need more core and you need more cardiovascular fitness than you do your strength, because without the cardio, no matter how much strength you've got, you're not going to last.
I'm getting a vibe that it's quite important for you to stay in shape then. Why is it kind of so important for us to stay in shape generally, do you think?
I'll tell you what, I'll sum it up in one. Most of us, nearly all of us, work so hard all our lives, which we all do in all our own little ways, and the bottom line is you suddenly get to the point like I am, retired now, and then what do you do? And unfortunately, most people are not obviously in the condition to do what they'd like to do. The difference I would like to say with myself is I've got to this age, I've retired, and I can do exactly what I used to be able to do when I was in my 20s. I can still do when I'm 60. So if I want to go rock climbing, if I want to go abseiling, I do parkour now, I go to gymnastics, and I can have as much fun now, and now I have the time to do it at last. And having the time to do it and being able to do it is great as well.
You've got a family, got kids. What do they think of your hobbies and routine and stuff?
Well, I've got to be honest, in the earlier ones, they were a tad young to probably appreciate it. They're of a disposition now, no disrespect. When you've broken as many world records as I have now, and as I said, it's not particularly a spectator sport. They always give you that well done dad bit, but to be quite honest, they never turn up for one of them anymore. I can't remember the last time. And one of my daughters turned up for one of the world records I was doing. She came in halfway through, asked me how I was doing. I said, fine. She said, good. I'll see you when I come back from the shops. And that's the last I see of her.
So they don't join in with you. Does your partner ever, does she ever join you? And doing the chin-ups?
No, unfortunately not. My wife is a very fit lady, but she gets fit by just basically being busy. She's not into sports at all, but she loves football, though, to be fair.
You've broken a few world records. What first gave you the idea?
The idea it came up with originally was that back in 2005, I was into CrossFit and training then, and there's a team of guys doing a world record attempt for press-ups, and it was a team event. And basically, I was just not good enough to make the team. I was absolutely devastated. I trained so hard to get in it, but I wasn't good enough. So, obviously, very disappointed. So, with my disappointment, I phoned up Guinness World Record and asked them, could I do an individual? And anyway, cut story short, ended up was the hour chin-ups I'd have a go at. And that's what I did, basically. And I broke it the first time I tried it. And I'd done 512 then in 2002. In June this year, I broke it. And I've done 1,050, which is equivalent to basically nearly 18 every minute for the hour on an average. And then, as you probably know, I broke two more world records but a couple of weeks back. and I'd done the 6-hour world record, which I did 3,792, which again works out to 10.5 every minute for 6 hours non-stop. I do the world record Oregon site now, World Record Holders Oregon, which is the alternative world records, which is basically for sports people, yeah? They, like everybody else, has agreed that pull-ups and chin-ups are different muscle groups, so they should be defined in different categories. So they split the record between chin-ups and pull-ups.
What have you got planned for next year? Are you breaking more records?
Yes, I have. I'm basically, bottom line for next year is, this year I've concentrated on chin-ups, and I've also done a lot of, obviously, gymnastics and parkour this year. So I'm really into that, and it's great fun as well. As I said, it's fun type of training. Don't even think it's training. So next year, I'm changing over now, and I will concentrate on pull-ups next year. So, because I lost a couple of my... I think I've lost a 12-hour record in pull-ups, and I think the 6-hour. So I'm going to be getting them back next year and increasing some of the others, hopefully.
Do you have much competition here in England, or is it mainly... It's mainly around the world, is it?
Yeah, the thing with the competition, which doesn't really register when you look at the world records, is that I've even done world records on the same day as people have been doing it in America, so we're head-to-head. But again, the winner's the only one that gets put on the record sheet, so you don't see what you've done. Again, what you do not see on a record sheet is how many people have attempted to break your records and not made it.
I think the question that I'm sure a few people are wondering, will you be training on Christmas Day?
It's not unheard of. Can I understand why people really get bored with training? And what I will say to everybody about training is boring. So people who are going to get over the Christmas, put a few pounds on, because you get, everybody after the New Year was put that New Year's resolution in, don't they? I must lose some weight. Well, all the advice I would give them is training is boring, right? So I would, if you really don't like training, pick something that's really that you'd enjoy, like dancing, rumba classes and stuff like that. What I would say about training is if you could do a little bit of training as conditioning, just to tighten yourself up.
Lastly, I was just going to ask you, what do you eat on Christmas Day? Do you eat anything special, or is your diet...
I have a terrible diet. If nutrition got hold of me, they'd be so disappointed, and it wouldn't be the first or last time. Food is a calorie number, right? That's all it is. And the body is a calorie counter. And the bottom line is, you put too many calories in and you don't burn them up, it turns to fat. If you do a little in and burn more, you will lose. And it's as simple as that. It's a numbers game. So the bottom line is, I would recommend to anybody, it's just try to make your diet varied. And the bottom line is, if anybody is probably in any doubt about what you could do at any age, I have got a YouTube channel where I post videos of me doing like gainers, backswings, backflips and all this. And everything that's on there, I've only done since I turned 60. And the reason being is that somebody said to me when I retired that you're just a one-trick pony, all you do is chin-ups. And I took that on board, which I understand what they were saying, it was quite right. And I thought, well, what I will do, I'll go out and see where my so-called gym training would cross over into other sports. And I'm doing reasonably okay, considering.
Have you got a Christmas message, maybe? Or maybe even a New Year message for those people that are going to lose a bit of weight in the New Year?
Whatever you do, take it slowly. Most people, I appreciate their enthusiasm after the Christmas and they want a cracking and New Year's resolution, but most people burn out too quickly because they go too hard at the beginning. Just start slowly, build it up, really get into it, and as I said, pick something that you enjoy, hopefully, you can do, rather than just gym work, or do the both, combine the both, which is brilliant. But then, as I said, really just have fun with it. And to be quite honest, it's never going to do you any harm. By keeping in shape, I'm having as much fun now, and I've got the time to do it, which eventually will happen to everybody.